Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Behind the Curtain, North Bend Theater's premier, one and only, very special podcast where we talk about our showtimes, events, and give you a little peek behind the curtain of how we operate. Today is Friday the 13th, if you're listening to it on release. We have a packed schedule coming up here. And a couple of very important topics we're going to be talking about today as well, that we are going to be getting to get a pun out of the way that I very much like.
Oh, no,
this episode will be brought to you by the letter P. I am one of your hosts, Steven Nelson, the assistant manager here at the North Bend Theater.
And I'm your other host, Skylar Poster, the manager here at the theater.
We're just going to jump right into the schedule here. Starting on the 13th, Friday the 13th, and going and it's a Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
There's more than one of those this year.
Isn't there like three?
Yeah.
It's weird. Spooky. I guess there was festive.
There was one in October.
Okay. Of all of the ghosts, are we going to get the ghosts of the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future on a Friday the 13th? Because if we're going to get haunted, I'd like to get festive haunted. Festively haunted, please. Thank you. Yeah.
Actually, no, 13th in October was a Sunday. Never mind.
I know there was one. Oh, that's right. So in 2019, so this is the last Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, festively haunted, please. Thank you. from the 13th through the 19th, we do not have a first run film. We have a handful. Actually, I take that back. Through the 18th, the Wednesday, we don't have a first run film. We have a bunch of special events, some of which are open to the public, some of which are not. Skylar will go into the public ones, which I believe are mostly Christmas films.
It's all Christmas, yep.
And then starting on the 19th, Thursday the 19th, will be our premiere showing of Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, I believe.
Yep.
There's so many of them now that I'm getting confused with their subtitles, so... that is a 7 o'clock show of Star Wars on Thursday evening. Friday and Saturday both have 4 and 8 o'clock showings. Sunday has a 2 o'clock and a 6 o'clock. Monday the 23rd has, this schedule isn't complete.
It's complete.
Okay. I don't see all of the Star Wars showings. I'm missing
weird.
Some for the 24th.
No, it's there.
Oh, no.
It's,
oh, that's right.
It's all
no,
weird
because it's holidays.
It's Christmas Eve.
Duh. So on the 22nd, Sunday the 22nd, a 2 and a 6. On the 23rd, Monday, we have a 6 o'clock. On Tuesday the 24th, Christmas Eve, we have an 11. We are closed.
11 a.m. matinee.
Yep. We are closed on Christmas Day, so the 25th. And then we have a 7 o'clock on the 26th.
Yep.
And then we'll have another episode of the podcast that will be coming out that Friday. But on the schedule so far, we have the 27th and 28th, Friday and Saturday, 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And then on the Sunday, the 29th, we have a 2 and a 6 as well.
Yeah.
So,
also, just to cover New Year's, 30th Monday, we'll have 6 p.m., and then on New Year's Eve, we'll have an early show time at 4 p.m. because we'll be having a special event later that night.
Mm-hmm.
So, little
goodness, we're 3 weeks out from the...
From New Year?
Two and a half. 2.5 weeks out from the New Year, so that's
yep.
Crazy. It's Y220K, no... Yeah, I'm wondering if computers are going to freak out again, but I don't think so. I think most of all of the programming and everything, server side, back end of the internet, I would hope is more intelligent at this point or more intelligently programmed at this point to not shut down when we hit a major milestone. So, although realistically it didn't do that for Y2K, people were just freaking out that it might. So, yeah,
that's funny because the computer one of the reasons was that some computers were only programmed to have an internal clock that goes through 1999.
Mm-hmm.
You think that they would have thought ahead that this computer might still be used?
Maybe
past that
yeah,
point.
It could have been something of the people didn't recognize or the computer technology growth and stuff wasn't quite as fast as what we are now.
That's true.
So they might have thought, oh, hey, we'll get something new, or like,
yeah,
the infrastructure, it's still being developed. So
clearly everything will be fine next year.
Yeah. Let's see. So that's all of our clearly. Wait, what?
2020.
That's a vision joke. Can we call it hindsight? Can we call next year hindsight?
The year of hindsight.
The year of hindsight. Okay, so that's all of our Star Wars shows.
Okay. I'll go through this upcoming week. We have Christmas movies.
A lot of them.
A lot of Christmas movies. And then actually we have a break next weekend before continuing with Christmas movies.
Yay. We don't get a break.
No, no.
The public gets a break, but we don't.
We definitely don't.
We never get a break. Somebody help.
The first one is this Saturday, the 14th. We're showing The Polar Express at 5 p.m. This one has a $5 admission, and we'll have some fun goodies. I know we're going to have hot chocolate and cider for all of the Christmas movies, but this one we will also have some Christmas bells, like the ones in The Polar Express, and we're asking people to come in their best Christmas pajamas. I feel a little hypocritical asking people to, because I own no Christmas pajamas.
Same.
I have an ugly sweater, so if I'm there, maybe I'll wear that.
Wear festive gear.
Yeah.
Not necessarily your Christmas pajamas. Please keep it tasteful.
Yeah.
If
you have a headband that lights up aggressively, you may want to turn that off before the movie.
That's true. Yeah. You may be asked to remove your antlers.
Yeah. Christmas light antlers.
Yeah. Before the movie starts.
So, yeah, that's Saturday at 5 p.m., Polar Express. The rest of the Christmas films are free admission. The first one is on the 16th at 6:30 p.m., and that is The Holiday. I believe it's a Christmas/romance film. It actually has Jack Black in it, in not a ridiculous role.
Isn't that the same one that a reporter asked him about, and then he like completely forgot that he was in that movie or something? I feel like I saw that recently on the internet. So
I can believe that.
Yeah.
Next one is on Tuesday the 17th. We have A Christmas Story at 6:30 p.m. And this is accompanied by Bob Perrell's Toy and Coat Drive. So admission is free, caveat, with
the donation
of a coat or toy.
And that's a toy in package.
Yeah, new toy.
Yep.
Or I think the wording was new or gently used coat.
Mm.
And doors are open for that. Oh, same as a regular showtime, 6:30.
Okay.
Or, sorry, 6. Next showtime is Wednesday the 18th. We have Christmas with the Cranks at 3:30 p.m. And then we skip a few days forward because the opening of Star Wars takes all of our time and energy. And then on the 23rd, so Monday the 23rd, we have National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation at 3. And then Christmas Eve, we have It's a Wonderful Life at 2:30. And that wraps up all of our Christmas films. And I think we just put all this out on Facebook too, so and the website.
The flyers and stuff are going out too.
Yeah.
So
if nothing else, you can stop by the theater physically and look at the flyer in the door.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Christmas.
Directly after Christmas, we have a fun special event that we're working on here on Thursday the 26th from, I believe the time is final, from 2 to 6. We are doing, I feel like we've mentioned it before as well.
We teased it.
We're doing our Extra Life game day thing. I don't know if it has an official title yet.
Yeah.
Or
Extra
how
Life
to,
at the North Bend Theater.
Yeah. So Extra Life is, if you don't know, is a charity organization that helps facilitate playing games to raise money for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, our local Children's Miracle Network Hospital being Seattle Children's. So we are going to be, from 2 to 6, be playing a couple different games. Switching on the hour, it will be 3 theater staff versus 3 of any of you guys that are interested in coming down. I don't have the info. I have the flyer has all of the info, and that is not on my phone.
I can remember some of it.
So there's 4 hours. We're going to be playing 4 different games. We are starting with, I believe we're starting with Rocket League. So it's going to be 3v3. Yep. It's King of the Hill-esque, but the kings are predefined as the theater staff. So people bring in your grab your two closest buddies. Come on in and challenge us at Rocket League from 2 to 3, Halo Reach from 3 to 4. Both of those, I believe, are on. Are we doing 360 or are we doing Xbox One? I don't remember exactly. I think we're doing Xbox One.
Yeah, we can. I could potentially bring in a one.
Okay.
So.
I think we're playing on the Xbox One. And with Halo Reach, we're playing it with 360 discs, though.
Yeah.
So.
They work.
Yeah.
They look good.
And then we're switching over to the Nintendo Switch for the last 2 hours. We're playing Smash Brothers, and then we are still trying to determine what the final game is, logistics-wise.
I think we're still thinking racing in general. Yes. Racing game.
We wanted to do Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, but there's a little oddity of the amount of players per system. We'd have to do a extra setup for it and only it. So I want to try and find something where the three of us can play on. It's three people on one screen, three people on another. All for the name of charity. The idea is that during each hour, the higher the donations get per hour, the more handicapped us as the theater staff will get. So we're still working out all of the details, but the thought is at $50 within the first hour, all of us put on an eye patch, so we're down an eye. At $100, there's a chance that we play inverted or something.
Oh my gosh, inverted access controls.
Can you imagine Rocket League where you're trying to fly around and drive, but it's inverted?
So the more you donate, the more you get to watch us suffer.
Yeah. That's, the fun part. So the admission is going to be start at $10. All admission cost will go to Extra Life.
Yeah. At least the admission is a suggested donation of $10. If you want to donate more,
that's true.
Love that and encourage that.
Yeah. And that also brings up a higher donation amount for that hour.
Yep.
So, we're talking about a couple of other sort of things we could do. I think depending, one of the things that we threw out was if you donate X amount of dollars, you get to sit in for the theater for a game or two. And then you get to play against another team of three. So we're still planning out.
Do the handicaps then apply to that person too?
I would say yeah, just for fun.
If you're in one of those seats, you're subject to torture.
Yeah. So we're still working on some of the details. It's coming up here quick, but we want to have something that's fun. Something you can come down day after Christmas. Everyone should still be, or the adults will not be off, but. If you still have the day off, you want to come down, play some games, have some laughs, and help raise some money for Seattle Children's Hospital. It'd mean the world to us if you guys could come down. We'll be here at the theater. We're going to be live streaming it. Yep. We've got some fun stuff. I think I'd like to have a couple of free PlayStations of a couple of the games.
Yeah.
I don't know all of the logistics of making that work, but we're going to try our darndest to make it work in the next week and a half.
Yep. Only week and a half left.
Yeah. That also reminds me of all of the Christmas shopping and wrapping and stuff I have to do. My house has literally no decorations.
I gave up trying to hide presents this year. I literally have a pile of presents in the middle of my room, and I tell people not to look at it.
That sounds about, you should get what you should do is get the Santa's bag.
Oh,
and just literally put it in Santa's
it
bag.
There.
Yeah,
well, I just kind of set them all so that you can't quite see what each thing is. It's just everything's hidden slightly by the package or something else.
You should get what's it called?
As long as you don't move the stack.
The digital pixelation in real life or something. Just urban camo paint
them.
Why
is this pile of stuff all pixelated?
Yeah. It's censored because you can't see it.
Yep. Censored until Christmas.
You should just get an urban camo blanket.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. dang, nice. Hides perfectly in my room. And just like it comes to Christmas Eve, and you're like, I'll take
a picture of my room from the angle, like
there you go, just from the door,
and then have it printed on a blanket.
There you go,
that over it.
That's perfect. Can you imagine? You should be like, it's Christmas Eve. I have presents to wrap, but I can't find them because they're camouflaged. I've done too well.
All right, I'll cover the next event.
That's the next big one.
Star Wars New Year's Eve.
Ah, yes.
So details in this are also still kind of being solidified, but what we do know is that we will have a special showtime of Star Wars at, I believe it is 8 p.m. Put it on the calendar wrong. 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve, or not Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, the other Eve.
Yep.
That will end a little bit after 11 p.m., and then we'll have a, of course, celebration leading up to midnight.
Yep.
I know that tickets for this will include a glass of either champagne or sparkling cider if you don't drink. And then we're going to have some fun snacks and food for people to munch on.
Star Wars / New Year's themed snacks.
We'll have something up on screen. I know as far as like the New Year's celebration, still kind of tossing around what that's going to be.
Yeah, if it's the Space Needle or the New Year's or the New York City ball drop or something.
Yeah.
Something fun. We should make a video for it in the theme of Star Wars.
Can we drop the Death Star instead of a ball?
Yeah. Trying to think is there like one marquee moment of Star Wars that would make sense of the turnover into the new year?
No idea.
Yeah. You could do it so that right at the new year, you hear young Anakin say, now this is pod racing, but, you know, just maybe not the
auditorium
best.
Resounds with groans.
Yeah. At least it's better than Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, we'll have Jar Jar Binks impersonator come in and announce the New Year's. We'll have bodyguards.
That is a joke. That's not actually what's going to happen.
That's why I said he would have bodyguards, because if not, he might get tackled.
Yeah. If you don't have anything going on like me during New Year's, come watch Star Wars and then celebrate with other people that watch Star Wars. So,
yep.
Yeah, I expect that to be fill in the blank with whatever you want there. should be fun. I mean, I'm down to watch Star Wars, so.
Yep.
Again. Maybe a third time.
I think
at
we're
that
gonna
point?
Announce,
I don't know.
Final information for that by the beginning of next week as far as ticket price and like final details.
Okay.
We'll be throwing that out on Facebook, newsletter, and everything next week.
Sweet.
So,
time. And then I think the last event we're going to talk about, because it's coming up so darn close, is our next Smash Valley.
Yeah.
Smash Brothers Ultimate Gaming event is going to be January 11th, which is 2020. Goodness gracious. It's just flying by.
It's here.
So that's going to start currently 11 to 5. We're going to play it a little bit more casually. I know I had high hopes, and I think we all had high hopes that we were going to do something a little bit more focused on competitive. We were talking about having a prize pool of the winners can, you know, split a pool of prize money.
That's been pushed out farther away for now.
Yeah, it's something that we're still interested in doing, but I think it's a matter of considering the community.
Yep.
And the people that normally come, and it should just be more of a celebration of Smash Brothers and it being a fun game and everything.
Yeah.
So we're still playing around with that idea, but I think the January 11th event is going to be more casual. So we've got a couple of adjustments to how we're doing like tournaments / quote-unquote competitive, and then having a lot of stations open with free play.
Yeah,
we'll make sure we have all of the updated characters and stuff, because I'm sure there's going to be people that want to play from not all of our stations, not all of our Switches have the DLC character packs from Joker to Terry.
Mine doesn't.
That point, I don't know if we'll have, I think it's January, February is when the final character in the first character pack is supposed to be released. So we actually might get an announcement of that character tonight at the Game Awards.
Oh, cool.
Tonight being Thursday, but we'll see. So
Also, this event, too, is just a great time or a good opportunity for us to gauge the community's interest in Smash Brothers. So if you out there want to see us continue to do Smash Bros. Stuff, this is a good time to show up, show your support, and then we'll know if we get a good turnout that maybe it's a good idea to get that tournament scheduled.
We enjoy doing gaming events here. It's wow, I said that so unenthusiastically, which really kind of
sounded sincere, not enthusiastic.
Yeah, it's so it's there's a lot of work that goes into the gaming events, and we want to do them more often. We want to do different kinds of games. It takes so much work to put them on, though, that like in the back end, and then the time and the money investment and everything
really worth it.
And we want to do it right too.
Yeah.
And we never know. In my previous experience with the Nerds with Real Lives Guild and putting on LAN parties, we don't know if we're going to get a turnout. It's one of those things. If you have to do it, and then you have to put it out.
Cross your fingers. You pick the right day.
Yeah, you have to pick the right day and the right game and everything. and you just got to hope. I think we were successful initially with Smash Brothers just because it had just come out, and we'd never done an event like that before. We're interested in seeing sort of the longevity. I personally feel like there's going to be longevity in Smash Brothers, but it's a question of, does the community want to support that longevity? Has, you know, the local community of gamers, have they moved on to something else?
Yeah.
What do we have to do to continue to put on successful gaming events, and how do we grow that in a format that works for where we are and stuff? So, there's a lot of thought that goes into it. And if anyone's ever interested in hearing more about it, I'm sure at some point I'll rant about it here. one of these days when we have time, maybe in the next episode, I'll probably go into farther
next one's
detail
gonna be right before Smash Valley.
Right before Smash Valley. So yeah. I'll probably talk about, you know, with the utmost amount of tired exhaustion about sort of the process that goes into it and sort of our thoughts for the future.
That'd be a fun time to go into the details.
Yeah.
Logistics of actually making those events happen.
Yeah.
And ideas for future things.
I think that's all of the core stuff.
For Smash, did you cover this, the generic details for Smash Valley?
I believe so.
Okay.
January 11th. From 11 to 5, I believe our admission is $10.
It should be.
It's still flexible. It'll be final once it goes up on the website. So if you're looking for tickets and stuff, those should go up. Should go up here within the next week.
We're looking at the kind of casual competition.
Yep. Yeah. Our first two Smash Brothers events didn't bring in, you know, professional players, and I can't imagine our third one's going to bring in professional players either. It's one of those things of like, I don't play a whole lot of Smash Brothers, but this is, and especially like currently with Pokemon and all that other, the holiday season with so many games out.
I know I have a growing list of games that I want to play, and I have no time to play them.
So Jedi Fallen Order. And I just bought Monster Hunter, and that hurts.
Halo Master Chief Collection.
Yeah, because Halo Reach just came out. Not the remaster, but the update.
Yeah.
I think they're calling it a remaster, but I don't think it should be. Because it's just like an up-res.
It's for PC now.
Yeah. I think the Smash Brothers should be fun. It's always fun. We're going to try it. A couple of different things, but keep it the same overall of open free play stations.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk there for a second.
And then we will be, at least the one console that we're going to do casual competition on, that one will be live streamed.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, if you guys want to check that out from home or whatever.
Yeah. And then one final thing that I'm just going to tease out here because I don't have quite all the information yet. I have most of it, actually. Is February 1st, a little farther out. We're going to have Andrew Rivers here doing a comedy event. And that is going to be at 8 p.m. on February 1st. Tickets for that are already online. You can find it on Facebook. I think we might just to put it on our website, maybe. But if not, it'll go up soon. And I think people are already buying tickets for it. So
okay.
And they're not through us, though. It's through Eventbrite, And okay. Ticket prices vary.
He's handling all of it.
Yeah.
So
he's
that's
got it
nice.
Under control. I know. I was looking at their ticket levels, and there was like, I believe it's $15 for a general ticket, and then he had a $30 ticket for include some extra special stuff.
Interesting.
And there was like another category of ticket after that. I forget. I didn't look at that one though.
Weird.
I skipped immediately when I saw that there was a $500 ticket.
What? What is that?
That is an event sponsor. It includes a whole slew of special things that he'll do.
Interesting.
So, but yeah, there's an event sponsorship ticket. It's like just a regular ticket you can purchase as a seat.
Interesting.
Kind of crazy.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that. I played flag football with that guy a couple times. Yeah. Back when I played flag football with the it was what, Saturday mornings or whatever. Funny dude. So yeah. I got a small taste of his comedy out on the football field.
Well,
way too early
naturally.
on Saturday mornings. I think it's one of those things once you step into, what was that?
That was an air brake on a truck.
Oh, it's right in front of the theater.
Yeah.
It's weird. Once you like sort of dive into comedy, you kind of immerse yourself in it like the whole time. And I think like even in casual situations as like, you know, out on the flag football field, it gives you an opportunity to like test the waters with some jokes and just be like, okay, is this work? Is this funny? So,
yeah. Yeah. He was here for the Seattle International Comedy Competition like a month ago now.
Uh-huh.
So he was one of the competitors there. And I think he announced his tour date here then as well, but we're just now getting it all online.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's coming up in February.
Yeah. We have a story, a big – how do you transition into this? You've probably heard about the theater being surrounded by first responders and a hazmat team on Black Friday. Yes, that happened.
It's not because the sales were that good.
No. Yeah, we don't have Black Friday sales. That would be fun, though. We're kind of behind. I don't want to say we're behind. We haven't had a podcast since, and we were so busy. There was no way for us to like get something on the in between. So we're talking about it here. How do we do? Do you want to just go into the story?
I can just jump right into it.
Because there's a lot of misinformation. A lot of people like, I don't want to say rumors. It's not like fake news isn't the right phrase either. although I'm sure some people.
I described the watching news stories transition from one reporting source to the next as a game of telephone, where one person you whisper the story into someone else's ear, and then they whisper it into the next person's ear, and each time a verb gets changed, an adjective
gets
changed.
I'm gonna start off and say I'm a bit disappointed that none of the local news stations tried to interview anyone at the theater. That night.
We didn't get anyone.
No, they were filming from the outside. No one asked us.
I feel like it was small enough of a story that they might not have like
airtime or whatever.
Yeah, they didn't want
but
to
you
jump.
Should,
into
they should
too
clarify,
much
which really it really annoys me. And it's one of those things of seeing a lot of the headlines are more or less fear mongering. And that's what television news is.
That's what
I would say.
I told my family or my friends were talking about it, and I was like, well, you know, I was wondering why people ask why it went so big and so far for such a small event, a small town. I'm like, well, theater is a great buzzword.
Movie theater is a buzzword ever since. oh goodness, it was what, 2008, and
all sorts of things happened.
Yeah, that's true. Theaters. That's true.
I can just dive into the story. I'll kind of condense it. There's a crap ton of details.
Yeah.
A ton of details, sorry.
No, you can, I mean, as long as it's not a pure expletive, I don't think crap is all that bad.
Okay.
Yeah. You're so pure. You're so pure, Skylar. Of all of us to die, you would have been the saddest.
So there's a lot of details around it, but I'll just kind of condense it. We received a very poorly mislabeled package. I'm just going to put it out there, not through USPS.
Not through USPS. It was waiting for us at our P.O. box. So yeah. I was the one that picked it up. Joked around with the ladies there at the USPS store or at the UPS store. The UPS store. Great yeah. people over there. If you ever need shipping, printing, whatever, they're fantastic.
This was not on them.
Yep. This was on someone somewhere. Do we name?
Yeah, it was shipped FedEx.
It was shipped FedEx. Yeah. It was somewhere within FedEx.
Yeah. Something got mislabeled somewhere horribly.
Yeah.
And we got a box we were expecting containing
something
package we were not expecting.
There you go. Yeah. That's a good way to do
it. So we get it back to the theater. Me and Steven open it up. You opened up the first outer box and I opened up the inner package.
Yeah.
And found that there was something inside.
It was a larger bag that was zip tied closed that had a FedEx bag within that.
Yeah.
So
upon cutting that open, expecting to find some film festival related stuff. About ready to jump into BAMF.
Yeah, some sort of USB with trailers or something.
Yeah.
Which it was bizarrely packaged at that point. But
rather than that, we encountered something wet for one. And some packaging on the inside that looked like, a medical specimen container and paperwork, which, hindsight, probably should have read the paperwork before putting it back in. But
yeah,
I was afraid of, violating someone's privacy. But whole evening ensued of figuring out what do we do with the package? Where do we ship it? How do we ship it out? Where does it need to go? Mm-hmm. And ended in myself calling the police and purely to ask how we might dispose of the package or have it checked in case it is, something contagious, someone's tissue sample or something. And that led to the response that we saw.
So that was, by my count, at least 4 Snoqualmie Police SUVs, 2 fire chief SUVs, the fire truck
ladder truck. Which, I don't know why that was out here. I don't think we have any buildings that are that tall.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I wonder if that was if that's the local East Side or if that was another group.
Was East Side.
Do they actually have that here locally?
They don't have a station here in the valley.
So. Yeah, they do. They have the one over by the Ranger Station.
I thought that was North Bend. Is that East Side?
I don't know. Oh. It's a fire station, but I'm pretty sure it's not big enough for a truck of that size.
No, it was a big truck.
So I don't know where that one came from.
One of those.
I think an
aid car.
An ambulance, and then a short while later, hazmat.
Yep.
So that was.
Yeah.
A pretty light show, at least. So do you want to go and continue your...
Yeah, I want to say, too, that was... I didn't expect that response, but then realizing, okay, well, we do have a box that has a bio material in it, and it's unidentified, delivered to the wrong address, and it is a movie theater. So I could see why
they
want to take precaution.
In the instance of what happened, that is proper response by hazmat. That is their, I don't want to say routine response. That is, I assume they followed all of their protocols to the letter.
I got to actually sit in the, because I was freezing. It was so cold out there that evening. I was standing out in front of the theater, and luckily then they took me to the aid car to check and make sure I was fine. Actually getting over a cold, so I wasn't fine, but not for those reasons.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I have a cold right now, but it's unrelated. And got to sit there in a nice aid car where it was warm and listen to the radio while they coordinated the hazmat teams to go in and get the box and look at it.
So you were the person that was sent to the hospital.
Yep. That was me.
You were sent to Harborview, I believe?
No, just Swedish.
Okay, Swedish. That's right, because they were coordinating with, I think, Harborview on the package.
They were trying to contact King County Department of Health to report the incident and ask about, something. And they couldn't get a hold of anyone there, so then they contacted someone at Harborview instead.
Okay.
So I think there was codes on the paperwork for the specimen container,
Okay.
and they needed to find out what those meant.
And
Department of Health would know.
Yeah.
But also people at Harborview would know.
Right. So you were taken to the hospital. They didn't run any tests on you? Because by the time you got there and were checked in, they knew
literally
that it was...
sat down in the... It was actually an isolation unit room.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's precaution. Never got to be in one of those. But they just sat me down, and the EMTs had just left. One of them popped back in. It was actually the one who sat in the back with me on the way there.
Uh-huh.
And just confirmed, like, oh, hey, hazmat team, just found out it's a urine sample. There's no threat.
Yeah.
You're fine.
So you didn't even have to run any
tests.
I
mean, they did the standard, like, you know, put the thing on your finger, check your pulse.
Yeah.
Check.
Are you still alive? Are you slowly turning into a zombie? Okay, no, we're good.
Michael over at Proski asked me, he's like, hey, what's going on over there? And a little bit later, I was like, it's the zombie apocalypse. It started with me.
I was going to get you a plaque that said potentially patient zero. Or I was going to, your headstone. I was going to like put something on your headstone or whatever. It said like,
yeah,
here lies Skylar Possert, patient zero of the zombie apocalypse. So that would have been a story for the ages.
Then at that point, you know, they just checked me out at the hospital. And by the time I got back to the theater, it was all cleared out and the whole area of the town was dead. It looked like nothing happened.
Yeah. So I was working the shift that night. So I was coordinating all of whatever was going on in the theater.
Yep.
So they cordoned off the front doors of the theater and the sidewalk in front. Yep. And then later closed down the entire street. So because they weren't sure what the substance was, I guess procedure was to cordon off a section. There were headlines that said we were evacuated. If you were there or have talked to anyone, we were not evacuated. Frozen 2 went as normal. We just had everyone leave out the back doors.
Yeah.
After the movie was over. Another one of my complaints of the news should probably just ask a question, like literally giving
someone,
us a phone call is
one
not
place
hard.
Mentioned evacuated and everyone grabbed that.
BBC like, was evacuated. Like, theater evacuated. It was like, we were not evacuated. The movie played like normal.
Yeah.
I want to
fire thought there was, you know, since we'd moved the package out to the
sidewalk
for safety and so that we didn't have this huge response in our lobby.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't see that there was any potential contagion threat.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of what they called the hot zone where the package was sitting.
Yeah.
So police just came in the lobby and hung out for a little while.
For a while, and then they left, which I complain a little bit because I would have liked a little bit more of a like, hey, what is going on? Because like when Hazmat was there, like we were cleaning up after the show and had no way to communicate with anybody. It'd be like,
yeah,
okay, what is going on?
Pop
what's
the door
yeah,
open,
pop
right
the door
next
open right next to the hazmat. Be like, sup, you guys got an update for me? Like, yeah.
What's a popcorn?
Yeah. Like that's probably a big no go. So I ended up, stepping out the back of the theater and talking to one of the, firefighters that was like quote unquote holding perimeter, and just sort of getting a general update there.
Yeah, everything cleared out, and we were able to have our 8 o'clock show.
Yeah, yeah, so we were not evacuated. We were able to have an 8 o'clock show. Very small attendance, but Saturday's 8 o'clock also had very light attendance, so I wonder if it wasn't going to be that big anyway.
It's not the weekend to be out late.
Yeah, 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 with Black Friday and everything.
Yeah,
people
no, that's
get
true.
Up early and then go to sleep early, so... So weren't evacuated. I want to thank all the attendees for the 5 o'clock for, you know, staying relaxed, not freaking out. I want to thank the first responders for coming out and
definitely,
you know, handling it.
Handling it very professionally.
Yeah. The fellow staff as well for being as relaxed as possible. Like with it just being like I was calling it very early of like, it's probably just a urine sample. It's probably, if it's just in a FedEx bag.
Oh yeah. The thing that complicated it though was, that's another thing that news stories report is
right.
It was packaged labeled, infectious material or whatever.
Yeah.
Variations of that sentence. Uh-huh. And what it was the package had a label on it that, it was class B biosubstance, which, for FedEx terms, At least the EMTs told me that FedEx labeling and code basically means it could be anything from like a harmless urine sample to something that's infectious.
Okay.
You know, anywhere in that range, mm-hmm. it could have been. So
yeah,
it could have been an infectious material. Mm-hmm. Probably wasn't, considering it was being mailed like casually through FedEx.
Yeah, casually through FedEx in a bag, no less.
Yeah.
So that just so happened to get put in a box that was labeled for us. So,
but the potential was there. So yeah. Of course, people are going to grab that and run with it.
Yeah. Everyone handled it. Everyone was you know, no one was freaking out. Everyone was relaxed.
Also want to thank Living Snoqualmie. They actually, their initial report was, you know, they didn't have a whole lot of information to go off of, but they didn't run with anything. It was a nice, like, just the facts, here's what we know, this happened kind of report. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Who were the two, what was it, New York Times reached out? And
no, it was.
Who was it?
NBC Universal emailed us to ask about the actual facts of the story.
Okay.
I did. They emailed like really early in the morning though, and it was a day starting in Banff, and I was sleeping in because I wanted all the rest I could get. So we actually missed responding to them.
Okay. Oh, they published without a quote from us.
Yeah, they didn't. They
interesting.
Without us.
Okay.
And then Time actually.
Time Magazine. Okay. I kept saying New York Times, but
Time
Magazine.
Yeah, I thought it was the Times too.
That's interesting.
Then I realized it wasn't an S. It was just Time in red letters.
Huh.
Like, oh, it's Time Magazine.
That's big.
They didn't put it in a magazine, but for their web portion.
Right.
They did a story, and they actually emailed us, waited for us to, waited for me to respond, and then used our response in quotes.
That's awesome.
Story.
So, yeah.
Kudos to them for being the only official news source that actually.
And shame on you, BBC, for saying that we evacuated without, and not even asking for a quote. I mean, maybe they tried to call the phone number and we were just busy, which wouldn't surprise me, but you know, try a little harder.
We had, who was it? Oh, actually, the only other place that actually called us was the Valley Record.
Okay.
Later on, called and for left a message in the voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that until 2 days ago, though. So
their thing was already published. We got the photo of their headline yesterday.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was.
I'm sure they called much earlier, but once again, we were running Banff for a week. And we were not checking voicemails.
Yeah, the Banff week. So it's Sunday. We talked about it before in the podcast, but it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and then
we get a break.
Thursday.
Friday was the Elf show time, which is equally crazy.
Yeah, that was a 260 plus people. And then Warren Miller and Real Rock
and the Outdoor Amateur Film Challenge
on Saturday, Sunday. So that is literally the busiest. I would say the busiest 8-day segment of the entire year for us.
Yeah.
So probably not the best time to try and communicate with us. Because we're literally like, I don't want to say our hair's not on fire, but it's, we want to make sure all of our ducks are in a row.
On the events.
Make sure everything goes smoothly. And it does every year.
Yeah.
Banff is fantastic. And I shout out to all the people over at Banff for, all that they do and all that they, you know, help bring us, and in turn with, was Phil at Mountain Gear who helps, coordinate some of that too. Every year, like I get some anxiety coming up to Banff, but then like once like first day happens, I like remember like it's super chill.
We have,
everything's handled. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So
we have, you know, a few sellout events each year.
Mm-hmm.
There's Banff, Warren Miller, Rocky Horror, other, maybe the Seattle International Comedy Competitions. Those are sellout or close to sellout.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few we have like that, but that is the one week where we have those kind of events multiple days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy. But Banff is probably the smoothest, one of the smoothest sellout events we have because we have it down to a science. It runs like clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
And
the people at Banff, they know. I mean, they've done this for years. They do it many times over the years, too, or over each year because they go, it's a traveling film festival. So,
The night they were leaving Wednesday night, they were leaving from our theater. They basically grabbed the materials they'd mailed to us and were going straight over to, I think, Port Townsend for the next festival.
Okay.
They just go from town to town
yeah.
and line them up.
So,
yeah. But yeah, that is the worst week to try and get a hold of us.
Yeah. Yeah. And for us to have something that caught local
and national news.
National news. And I think international too.
Yeah.
So at least in some part. So, but it wasn't quite as exciting enough to have people try and actually communicate with us to try and get details. That's annoying, but whatever, you know, no one was, I think the biggest thing is like no one was hurt. It was a night of quote unquote excitement. And then it was basically like everyone needs to calm down. It really wasn't as big. Like it was bigger. It looked bigger than what it actually was.
Yeah.
And so since everyone was fine,
all turned out good in the end. We can laugh about it. And, now it's just at that point, after the few days after, it was just amusing to see, oh, it's on Como. Oh, it's on Cairo.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the Tacoma News, or whatever, they have a paper up there, News Tribune or something like that. Mm. It's on there.
BBC.
And then someone's like, it's on BBC. I'm like, what?
Yeah. And then.
So it just was amusing at that point to see the story jump from news channel to news channel and also change the details slowly evolving.
Yeah. The one of the ladies that lives in the apartments next door made a comment about it that some of her friends from overseas.
Yeah. Or at least across the nation. But, yeah. And they.
So
they were sure like, she was okay. They called like, you her. You live next to that theater, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, it got picked up a lot of places. So, but yeah, that's enough excitement for 2019. Let's just, can we like lay back in like lawn chairs and
just breathe,
sip some
new
summer
year.
Drinks and just, can we just coast on into 2020? I wish.
Nice, nice, quiet 2020 entry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, working here for 6 years, it's probably the most interesting thing that's happened. But certainly not the first fire that we've had to like quote unquote fire of like, oh, this really weird thing's happening. Like we have to make sure this works. Like it's not the first time that, you know, thankfully like I'm here.
Yeah.
It was, you know, us and not some like new person or something.
I think a lot of people thought, it was another like attempted bank robbery or something. So I saw a lot of people comment on.
Oh yeah,
because
the people
were right across from Bank of America.
Bank of America,
so.
Yeah. People were like, "Oh, did Bank of America get robbed again?" And it's like,
nope, it's us this time.
Yeah, yeah. So,
all right. I don't have anything else to cover this time.
I don't think so. If you've got questions about literally anything about the whole urine thing, upcoming events like
Smash Valley, Extra Life.
The Extra Life game day, literally anything, please reach out. business@northbendtheater.com for Skylar. If you have like gaming questions, you can reach out to me. I don't normally put my business email out, but Steven@northbendtheater.com. Facebook Messenger.
Yep. And then, of course, our office phone, 425-499-2897.
Which we do our best to listen to right on
which
cue.
Which is ringing.
It's ringing
right now.
Right now.
Oh, my gosh.
So do you want to go get that? I'll close out. Do we have a segment from Beth?
We do not.
Okay. So no view from the ticket booth tonight or for this episode. We will catch you in 2 weeks. Right after Christmas, I believe. So have yourself a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. I know that there's plenty of other holidays that I am blanking on, but I am horribly uncultured and terrible at remembering things. So whatever holiday you celebrate over this period of the year, please go have a happy, merry, and enjoyable one of those. Hang out with friends and family, go eat some good food. We will catch you right after Christmas on the 27th. So yeah, I feel like there's an outro phrase or whatever, but I don't remember what it is. So yeah, happy holidays, everybody.